Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning fly control on your dairies. As we move into the summer months, you probably notice that the fly populations are starting to build on your dairy. When we really look at the heavy fly populations on our dairy, a lot of times those are associated with house flies. A single fly might be able to produce, if it hatched in April, by the end of the summer, July or August, may actually result in the production of about 64 million flies. As you look at the flies that are on your dairy, just think about how many they will produce by the end of the summer if you do not do something about it. So when you look at our control programs, we always talk about sanitation first, because when we look at the flies that emerge from bedding and other sources on our farm, it could account for maybe 85% of the flies that have been produced on our farms. As you look at some other things that you need to consider for fly control in your adult cattle, larvicides can be very effective. They should have been started back before fly season actually started, but if you haven't utilized a larvicide, starting now would not necessarily be a bad thing to do. It will start controlling the flies as you go forward in the summer. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully consider their fly control program and try to stay ahead of the curve as we go through the summer so that you can control the fly populations on your dairy farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.